Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what it is.
You already know what time it is. Another day, another dollar.
What's up, y'all?
It's the Boom Bap Hour, baby.
We in the building.
Chilling.
2023.
Sucker free for 2023.
Still growing the beard out. I just had the birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Growing the beard back out again.
No shave January.
No shave 2023.
No shave 2023.
I'm not, all 2023. I'm just going to let it ZZ top. You feel me? I'm
going to
ZZ
top it. Okay.
Go, let the goat grow.
I got to get like my man, our special guest for today.
Without further ado, let's shout out to my homie. Yo, this cat right here. He do the most, but he do it well. Let's give a big shout out to my man, Art Dilla Smitty, up in the building, baby.
Yeah.
It's good, Smitty. How you feeling, Art?
I can't complain, man. How about you?
I'm not complaining. Ain't no need to complain, man.
It's another year and just more money. More fun.
A fresh start, everything. You know what I mean?
Good, man. How you feeling, man? So what's good, man? Let the world know what's up, man. What's popping, man?
Man, it's a lot going on right now. New music, new events. Right now on the tour right now for Ratchet Bingo.
Now, where in the world you came up with that?
It looks like it's so much fun.
Ratchet Bingo. Y'all actually play bingo because...
Yeah.
Cause.
But it's not bingo with numbers. It's bingo with names of artists.
Ooh.
Oh, I was thinking like
nah.
The old people bingo.
Nah,
with the
it's a spin on it.
Nice
it's a spin.
So it got the artists.
So you got names of artists on there. So you got a DJ and a host. So the trick is you got to play the game and try not to get caught up in the party. Because when they get going and they playing your favorite joints.
Okay, so that's
the you gotta trick. Hit the bingo. You gotta make sure you looking at the cards.
If you mess around, because everybody
you getting jiggy, you might let a song go past.
It really is, bro. Like we just did Charlotte, 2 sold out shows.
And let me tell you something. That's another thing. Every time you, it's like, could you put it up like a little like 3 weeks earlier or something, maybe a month earlier? Because every time you put it up, it's sold out within.
We'd be like, oh my God.
Hours.
Yeah, it moves pretty fast, man. It's just it's a new concept. But, I kind of had an experience like this before when Trap and Paint first started.
Well, we're going to get into that. Okay. Yeah, let's get into the history of the Art Dilla. How this all came about, because I remember you from way back.
Oh, yeah, we got to go all the way back,
we can't
play around. This man
Henry
Hayes.
He put his time in.
I remember walking into the store with Henry, and my man Art, he used to be back there. This is when he used to press up them CDs.
Yup.
Okay.
And I used to come in there with Tony Fronts.
Yeah.
And I used to come in, he used to be in the back.
Yep.
And you was doing your thing way back then, man.
Bro, you just said a name, though.
Which one?
Tony Fronts.
Oh, that's my dude.
Yo, he like an original, like when I first moved to Augusta.
Yeah.
That's like one of the first names I heard, though. Like that's, Tony Fronts.
That's my dude. That's why I got, I learned a lot from that dude right there.
Word.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, back then, man, I was fresh out of high school, trying to get a job, just trying to be around the music.
You was in high school?
I just got out of high school.
Oh, man. I couldn't even tell because, you know how you could tell, like, most people when they come, you know, their maturity level.
Their maturity level is
totally out.
I thought
was up with us.
Nah.
Mm-mm. Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
So around that time, that was the spot where all the music was at. So I wanted to be where the music was at. That's I met a lot of people from working in that shop, man, and pressing up CDs, doing graphic work, everything started from right there.
Now the hustle. Now is it the same or?
What you mean?
Like from back then?
Nah, like it ain't the same.
Cause back then you had to really, really put in.
You did, but you only had a few people doing it. You know what I'm saying?
It was really only small.
It wasn't that
many rappers around here.
No, not at all. Nah.
I didn't see that many people rapping around here.
Now, you had a lot of rappers, but it was only a small
few. It was a small handful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, with technology and everything, everybody wakes up and decides to be a rapper.
It woke the beast up. Woke the beast up.
The internet killed the hip-hop game.
Yeah. It really...
No, it didn't. It really just expanded it. That's how I look at it. I don't think it's dead. I just think the way it existed might not be the same anymore. It's never going to go back to the way it existed.
Because
of technology.
Well, they do it in different ways now.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. And these kids have innovated a new way to present their music to the public.
I was watching how they was recording back, you know, from recording back then to now. It's like, yo, you could easily, like, the session.
Yo, it's people making
totally
albums
different.
On their phone, fam.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
people making songs off their phone.
The
apps.
Album, the video, everything
or
from the phone.
That,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
To the studio.
Yeah. Right. So it's like the game has changed.
I mean, there's things that we could really learn from them, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, the things that they do and the speed of how they accomplish things. It's like they might do in 1 year. They might have took 7 or 8 years to do back
Big
in traditional,
facts.
You know, with a label back in 1990.
Specifically with just the
whatever,
creation
you know?
Of the music.
Right, right, right.
Like, it's going. It would have took like 4, 5, 6 hours in the studio to make a song in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pre the internet,
their
right?
studio equipment was different.
Right,
because
it took time. Like,
different.
Right. You had to paste the hook. That took a long time, or you just had to do it 3 times.
You had to do it more.
Then you had to do it exact 3 times.
I think my first session was like on ADAC.
ADAC. Okay, so by the time ADAC came, you could paste the hook.
Yeah. But we still went. We didn't know how to pace it, so we still had to.
Right. Yeah, that's another thing. You had to know how to use it.
Yeah, we didn't know how to use it. We just go and record it 3 times.
That's that. They don't know how to use their equipment now either. That's another thing
about
that you see a lot of people who are novices trying to do the job of professionals.
Yeah.
I was hearing DJ Quick was talking about the difference between a tape and how it's recorded, you know, now digitally. He's saying when it was put on the tape, it's like a wavelength. Like it.
I'm going to say
caught.
that's like super super nerdy audio talk. Because
yeah,
right
I
now.
Was, I was wondering
like,
off of that.
That mattered back in the time when music was being delivered to you on a physical product. That's when that mattered. But now since music is no longer on a physical product, and it's being delivered by the same, like, you're getting it through iTunes or you're getting it through Spotify or you're getting it through Tidal.
Right.
Like, what they doing is they making every song sound the same. So your master and your mix don't matter. Because they're going to try to make every song sound the same so that the end user, who's the listener, it don't sound different every time a song come on.
Yeah.
It has the same volume so that it's an easy listening flow. It's like you're not having to, like, adjust the volume each song you listen to. You can listen to each one at the same volume.
No doubt. Yeah. But, yo, Art, man, what really made you jump into, like, being an artist? Like, because first you was Smitty, so...
No, he wasn't. No.
Wait.
There's a time before Smitty now.
Yeah, right. Oh,
okay,
got
goes back
that.
In the
Smitty
okay.
Jenkins.
Let's
Smitty
go.
Jenkins might be, like, second or third generation.
Like, okay, let's go down the line.
So,
take me down the line, Art.
And also, let me add to that. So, basically, you know, art dealer is a big term. It covers a lot of, it could cover a lot of breadth of things underneath a lot of umbrellas.
Right.
So tell us, why do you call yourself that?
So, okay, so if we're going all the way back, I was rapping from since a kid.
Okay.
Like, my older cousins were kind of like older brothers. So, the stuff that they was listening to, I was listening to. So, my introduction was like Ice Cube, N.W.A., but mind you, now I'm like a kid. Like, could you imagine a child, like 9 years old, listening to Kill at Will? You know what I'm saying? So that
really brought in your mind.
Yeah, like
that really
just,
had
to
brought in your mind.
You know
Kill
mean?
At Will at 9.
But I'm gonna tell you the crazy thing about it was my mom was a classical pianist, so she had a lot of friends as musicians. So once they found that, they didn't shun me from doing music. She just put me in a different environment. So I remember, shout out to Anthony Ferris. He had it set up in his crib. And she took me over there, and I recorded my first song. And it was on a purple tape, ironically. And it was just like, bro.
What year was it?
Purple cassette tape? That's what they gave it to you on?
Tape.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got
like
you.
The 90s and stuff. Like,
okay.
Yeah, like 90, what, 3?
Yeah.
94?
Man, do you know how long it took to record a song to a cassette tape?
It took forever.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Like how now, like when y'all finish y'all song, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I just
right.
bounce
and
it out.
Bounce it
and
out.
And be like, here you go.
Yeah,
here
you
go.
Nah.
What?
Yeah, no,
it was not that way back in the day.
She dropped me off. I was there for a good little minute recording.
Definitely.
But that was the first time. And then from there, just as I got older, I started trying to figure out my own way how to get into it. And like I said, it was a group I was with, the Dynasty, my homeboy, me and Keith, who was doing music together.
Okay.
And it just, over time, like we moved to Atlanta to go to college.
Oh, what college you went to?
the Art Institute of Illinois.
Oh, the Art Institute.
Wow. It's only right. It's
hold
on, right.
Hold up.
He's an art dealer.
Hold up, back up. So, did you go to Peachtree Road?
No, it was
Ashford.
Yeah, okay.
I went to both, so you know.
Okay.
But I'm an original OG. See, I went to the Lennox one when it got turned down. Tore down, you know.
Yeah.
What I'm saying?
But yeah, but from there, when I moved back, that's kind of like when my solo career started from there. Just, you know, before that was all group projects and stuff. And we did a lot, man. Like, shout out to Millionaires and Players. Southern Crime Family, Slumland, Juggernaut, South Breed.
Man.
Bro, we was the kids in that era. Like we was in that.
Yeah, I was the little kids.
Yeah, we weren't even supposed to be in them joints, but hey, man, we had a passion for the music. So
you call out some hitters on there, some Augusta hitters
That's
the Augusta hip hop right there.
Right. I tell people that all the time.
That's the hip hop right there.
I just wish we had more documentation of the history back then.
Especially the Millionaires and Players.
It's before the internet, so these kids not going to believe it even if you did.
They wouldn't believe it.
They wouldn't believe it because they're like, it's not on the internet.
Bro, like the things the artists complain about now, I'm like, bro, we had it worse than y'all, but we was eating. Like, we did our first show at the Garden City Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, we probably did like 200 people.
Back.
But it looks small because the building itself can hold like 1,000 or whatever. Right. Okay. But, bro, it's just like it's some history there. So that's what
VTech. You was around VTech in them.
Yeah, my man Keith. That's his cousin.
Okay. Cool.
Verbal abusers. Buck T.
So wait, did he steal that? So did cousin? He steal that from the Young Bloods?
No, they got that from him.
They got that.
I mean, not Young Bloods. Goody Mob, right?
Goody Mob,
right?
Or was it from Vert?
Or was it Young Bloods who said Cook?
No, it was
Young Bloods, right?
It was Young Bloods.
Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah.
Goody Mob, what you call it? Used to say it too.
But they had a song. They had a song with Cujo. They did a song with Cujo.
Yeah, I remember that. 25 ambulances, right?
Shout out to VTech.
Yeah. You don't want to get stomped.
But yo, I'm gonna tell you something crazy about them. Like I remember that my first introduction to their joints, like. Bro, they would drop off a stack of flyers like on a Monday at the shop.
Oh.
And back then, this was before graphics. Like, they'd get somebody to draw the joints.
Word?
I tell you, by the time Friday came, you had damn near 500-600 people in the building.
Written flyers?
Off written flyers, bro.
Wow. Shout out Mr. Hill. Shout out VTech. Shout out all of them.
Wow.
I met them dudes way later, but that's what's up.
For real, they used to... They'll pack it out. But yeah, that's where I started from. And then from there, I started getting into events. Like me and my man, Jason, when I moved back to Augusta, I was like, yo, we should do events to fund the music.
Right.
So that's why we started doing events. I was promoting Soulja Sounds.
Soulja Sounds.
That was before Soulja Sounds became the club. Like Soulja Sounds would be real laid back.
It was like a jazz like lounge vibe, right?
Yeah.
It was what the name says. It was sultry sound. It became something different. It was not sultry.
I definitely turned to something different.
Sounds.
But it was soul trap.
That's where that came from. And then from there, I met this guy.
Okay.
Got introduced to Operation Kush. And shout out to Pimpzilla. Pimpzilla gave me the name Pimp, the art dealer.
Pimp.
Yeah, we was in the studio
Pimp
one night.
He
was just ranting. He was like, man, you know, like you like an art dealer with everything you do and the events and stuff. I was
Very true.
Well, I'm running with that. I'm done with that. So, yeah that's what the name came
from. That was cool.
Out.
That was dope.
It's crazy because he just got it from, he was like, yo, like there's drug dealers. And then he's like an art dealer.
He was like, I'm a club dealer. You're like
because Pimp was the club dealer.
Club dealer.
Club life.
Yeah.
Club life.
Okay. Yo, you should sell actual art too.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, like your whatever else you do could work for you in that favor.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm telling you.
You're right.
Really? Well, he sells graphics now, right? That's the art.
Digital art. He sells music. Or you can do all of that. You can do digital art. You can do.
I bet you if you do a sit down and do a painting. I bet you that is sell.
I never even tried that.
Oh, you can broker other people's art.
Whatever is on your head, and you do a painting, I bet you that is sell.
Yeah.
But yo, how long was you doing graphics? Because I see your graphic work is bananas.
Is that what you went to school for too?
No, I went there for audio production.
Oh, for audio production,
but
okay.
Before I went to the Art Institute, I was at Augusta Tech for a couple years.
Okay.
But, man, I wish I could have went to college for audio production, dog.
Man.
What? Man. They didn't have that when I was going to college.
Oh, yeah. Well, guess what? Your experience?
Like,
everybody goes to school, but experience, what you got at school is what matters. You know, they don't give a damn about your degree if you ain't got no damn experience.
That's true.
Not a ding-dang.
But you probably can be a professor at one of them arts.
Word.
You could, bro.
You could. Really could. You could.
Yeah, 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 for sure. For sure.
I know you could.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't always know what they be doing either.
That's true. And it's like, what else I like, because I've had students of these schools come to me.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what you learn in class is one thing, but then you got to apply it to the work itself.
That's true.
And a lot of times that don't translate because, like, you got to really work with the clients.
Right.
And, like, a lot of these clients don't go to school. So they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to find the bridge between what they've heard on some song that they like and want to sound like and how to actually achieve that. Yeah. So,
yeah. That's true.
But yeah, graphics probably been about, it's probably been about 20 years at this point.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like 2000.
So let me ask you a question.
Two or three.
So so what was the first Photoshop that you used?
Oh.
Probably like 4 or 5.
4. Oh, okay.
Did you?
Yeah, 4. I'm there with you with the 4. That was definitely 90.
Hold on. Is that Master P? Is
that's
that
the 90s?
Oh, that's Master definitely P style? Master P. Like,
yeah. So wait, is that Windows or is that Mac?
Yeah.
Nah, back then it was all Mac.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, got you.
Kind of.
It was?
It wasn't Windows?
When I went to school, when I got to Art Institute, right, it was like 96. It was all Mac.
Okay.
So y'all had a better setup.
But then we went, like, you know, if you would go and, because I did an internship at the Center for Disease Control, right? And so they had the PC and the Mac. So we had to be interdependent on both. We had to be fluid, you know what I'm saying? So we had Photoshop on here, we had Photoshop on here. So it definitely existed.
Okay.
It just was cross-platform. You had to be able to be flexible.
Okay.
And it cost money back then. See, like now, somebody can go online and get a subscription for $50. Like, no, actually, $20
a month. Right,
$20 a month. 1999,
yeah. You know, back then, it was like,
you had to buy the whole suite of Photoshop.
Yeah, but
or you could get, or you could go on LimeWire or BearShare and get the bootleg version.
My teacher at Tech, she gave me my first copy.
Well, okay, so now students could get, like, a student version, which was way cheaper than the original.
Yeah, it was like $20 a month for the students, right? But back then, you had to pay for the whole software, so it was like $500, $600 for that one version. Now, once you had it, now the cool thing about it is that you didn't have to pay no subscription every month.
Wow.
Okay, so
now they charging you monthly for it, so you know that's how they getting over.
So now you can't even use that. You know what I mean? Like, and it's almost probably like how Pro Tools.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, when they drop a new joint. That one out of date, so it's like you ain't gonna be able to last too long without having to upgrade.
Facts.
They had like they make it that way. That.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, that's how long the graphics been going, man.
The graphics been you be doing some because the graphics now is crazy. Like I be like this thing called Canva.
Where Canva is dope. That's I'm telling you, you'll be doing some stuff that take a long time in Photoshop. I'm like, well, damn. Okay. Yeah.
Canva makes it simple. It simplifies it.
It simplifies a little bit, but it's still some stuff on there, like how you got that new, like the moving differently joint you got.
Yeah.
And how you got the video and it looked like 3D.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just different stuff, man.
It's a few different things. With Photoshop and stuff, you can kind of play around, kind of build from that.
Yeah, it's a lot of things you got to do.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you something. Now, you being an artist, we was talking earlier about the Augusta hip-hop sound. What is the Augusta sound? So, you know how, like, Atlanta, because I'm going to ask you, because you came from that area.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can ask you this. Like, you know how Atlanta got their sound, Houston got their sound, Florida, New York, Texas, all that. Everybody got their they sound, their signature sound that you know that's where they from.
Mm-hmm.
What is the Augusta sound?
Okay, so at one point
how would we know if an artist is from Augusta?
You don't at this point.
I figured it.
But honestly, that's for the whole world. Because if you go to New York, some New York artists sound like they from the South or, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know, just like you go to LA or whatever, it's different.
But no, you can see, because like there's a, so like right now, I would say, like, Detroit has a sound. right?
Okay.
Where they got this certain kind of production style, right?
Right.
New York has kind of niched or carved out the drill sound for themselves, right?
Yeah.
So you primarily New York artists that are young that are coming out with that drill sound, right? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
They have what I would consider like the universal sound, right?
I just think the whole world got a universal sound.
Okay, but even
so saying now,
but no,
you're
like
saying
so, like DJ, so like
everybody sound the same.
Yeah, for now it's just it don't like for now you can, you got some artists from here or you know what I mean. Take somebody like Jay Electronica who, you know what I'm saying, you from Louisiana, but your sound don't sound nothing like Louisiana.
Nah, I thought when I'm
yeah, I think that's because like he came out when he was a lot older. Like he didn't come out as a young
but
artist.
Yeah, but you still got a lot of people that they their sound does not represent where they're from.
Okay. So but there are sounds that come from specific areas,
now you,
right?
Now, if you say, now, if we dial back 10, 15 years, I can tell you what Atlanta sounds like now used to be Augusta.
Okay, so, and then okay, also, like, how we were talking about specifically
that,
Memphis, right?
Right.
So, like, you hear every artist that comes out of Memphis, right? Mm-hmm. They pronounce the words a certain
way. Pronunciation. Yo.
Right? Yeah. And then also they get, like, certain kinds of beats, which are like, I would say, what's this kid's name? Tay Keith. He's yeah. probably the leader of the Memphis sound, right?
Yeah.
So, like, that's I guess that's the question that we want to, like.
But here's the thing. With those places, and which probably the same in a lot of other places, those producers still remain true to the original sound.
Okay.
They're still going to keep those elements, whereas in certain places, say, like in Atlanta, Atlanta music now don't sound like Atlanta music from before.
You're, like, well, I would say there, because, like, you know,
nah,
you got the producers that are from Atlanta that where you could, like, not, Metro Boomin.
But they're not trying to hold true to original Atlanta sounds. They're trying, they're.
Well, I think they created a new one, no?
I guess.
Now, when you say the Atlanta sound, what are you saying? Are you going
so
back
when
to?
When I say that, so I'm going to tell you the funniest thing. When I hear music now, it's real dark.
Thank
but
you.
When Buck Teeth and Tim Granger was doing this music back then, they told us the music was too dark.
Hold on. Did you just say Tim Granger?
Yeah.
You talking about
Mr. G?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is Augusta had a sound at one time. It definitely did.
Okay, let me ask this. Can I ask this? Was Pastor Troy's music the Augusta sound?
It was similar to
was
it.
He representing the Augusta
who's
sound
Tim
at that time?
Yeah, Tim Granger was
Pastor Troy. Pastor Troy.
Oh, Pastor Troy. Yeah.
So then Miracle, yeah. he kind of like.
Miracle came
he kinda
from
like,
off of Tim.
He piggybacked
him.
Off of that,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
with the same sound.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So why didn't that tradition continue?
Because we don't have an infrastructure here.
Thank you.
We don't have an infrastructure here to take the artist. You can't build an artist from Augusta. You can do some homework, but right. You have to move into a different, you know, a different dynamic.
Okay.
But that original sound for Augusta, like I said, I remember, and I'm going to tell you something, my mama put me onto it a lot too. Because I'd be playing beats, she'd be like, why are you playing that dark music? It just sound good to me. I didn't specify what's what. But if you think back to, like, Jermaine Dupri, Social Def, or that era, and then you compare it to the music now, that's what it is. That's what the music used to sound like in Augusta.
Because it used to make you dance.
It used to be turnt. Like,
it used to be turnt.
It used to be hard. It used to be street.
Okay.
Because I know Tim Granger.
But what happened with Augusta is, and I tell people all the time, our history lost because a lot of our artists were in the streets. They either died, did a lot of prison time. You know what I mean? You had a lot of people that, so they never got a chance to progress, and on top of the fact that there's no infrastructure here.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have a platform or a way where you say, okay, I can work this record here, I can do this person, we don't have that here.
So, can I ask this question? Because you guys were here at that time, right? So, it felt like, okay, so Gene Griffin came to town, right?
Oh, man.
And Gene Griffin, he signed Pastor Troy, right? And then he signed Miracle, right? Mm-hmm. So he could have been, like, the person who was trying to create, like, a, you know, a pattern of songs that would create a sound.
It wasn't him, though.
It wasn't him that was doing that?
It was Tony Mercedes. I would say, what about Tony? No?
Tony was before that.
Yeah, Tony
Saran,
was. Yeah,
Saran,
yeah, I go
Saran
back.
Saran is the guy who brought that.
Yeah. Day. Yeah, I forgot about
okay.
that. Saran is the one who, yeah. Saran and Candy Booth had a management company called Candy Coda Management.
Okay, gotcha.
That's how they locked in with Troy. So it wasn't a situation where Gene Griffin was like, oh, Augusta, let's try to build something. It was like, no, this person here that I know has some ties is introducing me to an artist that potentially can do something.
So who was responsible for Miracle's production sound? Because that's why I'm saying, like, Miracle's production sound felt like it was trying to piggyback off of what Pastor Troy was doing.
It was.
Right?
But, I mean, it was just like a copycat, though.
Okay, but that's what it takes in order to create a sound, right? So, like Memphis, I feel like it's people copycatting off of who? 3-6 Mafia, right?
Right.
Who was the original Memphis sound, right?
Right.
Same with Texas, right? Like,
right.
In terms of like Houston with the screw sound, right?
Right.
Everyone, they didn't call it copycatting. They just called it being part of that scene, right?
Right.
So screw music, we all gonna do it. Everybody gonna slow their music down,
right?
Yeah. Or maybe the DJ was responsible, right? Or whoever. But like that's what I feel like. That's where the step was missed with Augusta. Like,
but
enough people tried to come behind them and do what they was doing.
Okay, but it's two different things you got to remember. One, again, we didn't have the infrastructure.
Right.
So therefore, you don't have a leadership. We don't have an artist where we say, that's the guy that rep for us.
Huh. Okay.
If you name any market, whether it's Jay-Z for New York or whoever, whether it's UGK for Texas, whatever, we don't have that, okay, that's the guy. We don't have that thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So if you have that, then you can build a sound around it. Because if you don't have the artist to kind of push that sound, like a 3-6 or whoever, it's just whatever. So then you got those situations, and then you got, like I said, again, no infrastructure. So people here won't say, well, I need to stick with that sound, because that's our sound, that's successful. How would you know it's successful if nobody, successfully made it with that particular sound?
Well, you said an artist. So, we got like almost a million artists here. Who would you say would be that artist?
The artist for what?
For here, because like you said,
we get to a certain level and we kind of fizzle out.
Why is it okay? That's another thing. That's true too.
Interesting.
That's another thing I want to know: why we don't like Atlanta? They did this thing where they came together or whatnot.
I don't even know if they came together.
You don't think they did?
Honestly, I'm gonna tell you.
What you think behind that?
I think honestly, what happens in all of these places and all these major markets. It's just a matter of a bunch of people that's working.
Right.
And they just... Operation Kush is probably the closest thing to it. Nobody... Even though Biz was the producer for it, nobody came in and said, well, this is our sound. It's not that. Everybody was involved. Shot was doing his album. Pimp was doing his album. Blue was doing his album.
Ball was doing his album. Why is that an Operation Kush too, then?
Because nobody...
To get it together...
Nobody embraced it. But see, now what you got now with technology is like the Wild Wild West.
Ooh.
So you got a lot of people in this who don't really know what they're doing.
Right.
So therefore, it's just be... And then on top of that, they're trying to copy the other success.
Yeah.
It's Even hard. Though he can give you the same sound that the mother artist got, it's right. just, now I need to go to Atlanta because I need to see if I can get Metro Boomin.
That's what I'm saying. We got a producer here.
They're not going to Atlanta. They just going on YouTube and saying, let me type in Metro Boomin type beat.
So therefore,
look what J. Cole just did.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You heard about that?
Yeah.
He just did that.
He picked the beat off YouTube and somebody produced a J. Cole type beat and did a song to it.
He did a song to it.
Wow, how cool is that?
Yeah. I mean, that's because that's the person really cool. made the beat.
No, it was just it was random though.
It was random. Yeah, I get that. But what I'm saying is that it's like 1,000 dudes on there copying J. Cole beats and putting them up on YouTube.
Yeah, but I'm quite sure that producer's quite happy that.
Oh, he's ecstatic right now.
Oh, yeah, that producer's going crazy.
Oh, heck yeah.
But I'm saying, look, we got a producer right here that's, top tier.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that we just don't come together?
How long have you been in the game, Bizzo?
Shit.
Come on.
Pretty long time.
Exactly.
50 years of hip-hop, baby.
You know?
But at the same time, you still got to have, it's the business part that's missing. It's the business.
Everybody want to be the chief.
It's some of that. Is everybody want to be the man? Everybody want to be in charge? Everybody think they know everything when they really don't know
everything. Everybody don't know everything.
They're trying to find out what to do. It takes a group of us
because you can't know everything. I don't want to be the one to know everything in the room.
They might not. Okay, I'm not going to. I'll say that they don't listen to people. Not that they think that they know everything. They just don't want to listen to no one else's ideas.
Yeah.
they feel like their ideas are the way.
Yeah.
And now with technology being the way it is, it's like you got to let them go because they can do it on their own. They don't need you, right, to actually present it to the world. But right. then what's happening, I feel like, is it's so much like not like halfway done stuff being presented to the world that people are just like tired of that. They're like, yo, it's not complete. If I want complete stuff, I could just really like listen to like Drake because he gives you plenty enough music. Mm-hmm. Future, who anybody else? Yeah. Kodak Black, Kendrick Lamar, J. Yeah. Cole. Like they put out enough music for you not to ever really give a local artist a chance who is like, in just my humble opinion, I feel like sometimes artists they're not giving their all.
I feel that's like true. This, like, okay, say, like, you got a single out right now, right?
Right.
It's pumping. It's dope. It's dope. We had a couple of singles that, I ain't gonna lie, that was really fucking dope. Mm-hmm. Excuse my language, beat that. Mm-hmm. But you did. I ain't
whatever.
On your front.
I ain't you say front. Whatever you want. Beat that.
But, like for instance, because I ain't get a chance to, but I was getting ready to share it. That's the thing. Like, now technology, like, you can just easily... Just it don't even take nothing to just boom hit the share button.
Yeah,
that'll get a lot of people to notice what's going on here too.
But you got to remember, people want to be a part of things that everybody's excited about. Now I'm gonna tell you my biggest downfall for myself is I wear a lot of different hats, and I just came to the realization
spreading your energy,
bro. You're never gonna change. You know what I'm saying? Like my whole goal with moving was, I'm finna be an artist, you know what I mean? I'm finna back away from the events. I'm finna do this, which was great. You know what I mean? I made some great relationships and stuff. But honestly, just me personally, I don't think like that. I don't function like that. That's not realistic for me. I'm going to wake up and say, I want to make a song. I'm going to wake up one day and say, I want to do an event. And honestly, that's going to be my downfall. So I've come to grips with that. But most artists don't put their all into it. And it's just, and honestly, it ain't even got to be your all. It just, if this is the plan, if we say, here go the plan, A, B, C, and D, follow the plan. Don't change your mind. Don't wake up tomorrow and decide, I want to do this. Don't do it. And that's what the biggest downfall is.
That's where the devil come in at. We were just talking about that because your mind is, you know, switching up and down. You got to stick to it. If it's A, let it be A. When it's connected, zigzag all the way, baby.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's, I ain't going to lie, that's part of, I feel you, that wearing that hat, because it's like the same thing with me, doing here, got to go here, this, there. It's just like if you just follow that one path.
But here's the other thing is this, though.
I can't do it, though.
This is the other thing. Sometimes it's meant, if you ever notice, it's not meant for certain people to just be just an artist.
That, you know what? And that's the thing. Some people don't understand. Maybe sometimes you may have to just, okay, you got a talent, but that might be your calling right there.
Or just do what
you can do, what is fit for you, and what's fit for you. But it might not be your calling. It may be something for you to do something else, you know, or put somebody else on, you know.
Yeah.
But I just feel like Augusta really does have a heap of talent.
It does, but talent is only a small piece, man.
It's just really a small piece. If we can just get this business together, we can get it.
Marketing.
That's what Augusta don't have. They don't have individuals who want to be business savvy.
You know, putting yourself in the correct places to be seen or be noticed.
Like, there's no Puff Daddy that came from Augusta who's like, yo, I want to put all of these people on. I want to be this position.
Well, we were just talking like Tony Mercedes.
Yeah, but he disconnected.
But he,
and he's from Atlanta, right? Where's he from?
Yeah, that was back then.
From here, but the thing is,
he found his success in Atlanta.
I think he did movies and some other stuff.
Yeah,
he just went venture.
But it was started off like that. But if we had somebody to cop or would have followed that and came behind that, and like you said, Puff Daddy this situation.
But I ain't going to say it got to be a Puff. It just got to be people sticking with the plan. If every artist that I name, I can tell you why, from the outside, but I can tell you why it didn't go the way it was supposed to go.
Right.
And it's not because of Augusta. It's more so of sticking with the plan.
So more of a
And me, even
back.
Me, even myself. Right. I've had projects with other people and stuff, and for whatever reason, whether it's, and sometimes it's life things. Sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, life comes in. Yeah,
you know,
life
kids, sometimes it's a number of different things, but that's been my experience from the beginning, you know what I mean? Whereas working with others, sometimes it's just everybody don't see the plan.
They really don't.
Yeah.
And if we would stick to the plan, I believe something would stick, something would pop
up out of it. That's how you get a Drake or a J. Cole or, you know, somebody who from a market that doesn't have a per se infrastructure. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that's going to say,
right,
I stuck with what I was supposed to do.
No doubt.
But, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, we got to get that in there, man. Definitely, man. I swear, man. Hip-hop is
it's
definitely a, you know, here in Augusta, is, you know, hip-hop is different, you know. Some people, they got, it's different styles, it's different, you know, artists and all that. Now, before we get into these questions, one thing I want to know, how do you feel about a list?
You know I'm going laughing. With this. Oh,
you know how you feel about being the best or the hottest MC in Augusta. What is your take on that?
That ain't number of people trying to stroke their own ego.
Ooh,
that's all it is. If you ever notice, you ain't never seen me say nothing about being on nobody's list or who on what list or who doing what or who got this many streams or who did this or who that. Bro, that ain't number to stroke your ego.
Mm.
Yeah, because I'm gonna tell you, if you got an artist here that is top tier, whatever the case may be, bro, they should be doing their own shows. They should be touring. They should be moving around, because when artists get traction, the money's gonna come with the traction.
Oops.
So ain't nobody getting no money, so the traction ain't there.
Ain't no money coming.
Yeah, so ain't no traction. Your friends can make all, and that's the other thing too that I find funny.
Here we go. That's what I'm saying.
It's not even just like that. Like, I see it everywhere. Like, you might log on to, matter of fact, I'll give you one. They got a meme circulating, I think 600 Breezy said Gucci Mane had the best trap era. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's coming from
the best what?
The best trap era. He's the best trap era artist from like 07 to 13. I said, that's somebody who wasn't outside. That's somebody who wasn't around during that time. You probably was a little kid when that was going on.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason I know that is because if you were around, you would know what was going on for real, what was in the streets for real. I don't know of another artist bigger than Jeezy when it comes to that.
Okay, well, now, wait a minute. Here's my counter to that argument, to what 600 Breezy is saying, okay. Right? Does Jeezy have the same output as Gucci Mane?
Yeah.
I don't think he put out as many mix CDs as Gucci Mane did.
Yes, he did.
Who, Jeezy?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
In that era?
I don't know.
Yes, he did.
Ooh, I think
he
Jeezy
was putting
out
mixtapes with OJ the Juice Man. All kind, like, listen, they was doing a lot of mixtapes.
You got to remember, Jeezy had a lot.
Yes, Lord.
A lot of different DJs. We ain't talking about just drama. We ain't talking about just screen. We talking about a lot of different DJs was making Jeezy mixtapes.
Okay. So, well, I'm just going to say
here's the flip side.
Go ahead.
Gucci Mane does not have an anniversary tour for any album that he's put out.
Yeah, him and Zaytoven. Didn't they go on tour?
No, they do not have. They never had an anniversary. That you can't put. You're not going to tell me you can put Jeezy and Gucci on the same stage and Jeezy do a whole set from that TM-101.
Right.
That Gucci can ever compare to.
Okay, now that is because, right?
Okay.
Jeezy wasn't in jail, number one.
Who fault that is?
Wait, but that's number one, right?
Okay.
He wasn't in jail, right?
Okay.
Number two, he had the backing of a major power label
when he first came out.
And Gucci Mane had the same opportunities.
Gucci Mane had Atlantic, but they wasn't behind him like Jeezy because he was in jail.
But that's whose fault?
But what I'm saying, no, wait a minute. What I'm saying is he had the same.
Oh, boy, here we go.
He had the same level of impact as.
No, he didn't.
As Young Jeezy.
No, he did not. He did not.
Listen. Maybe not commercially.
Listen, no. I worked in a store where we sold the mixtapes to the streets.
Okay, got you.
We couldn't give away Gucci Mane in the beginning. They did not want that.
Okay.
They called Gucci Mane retarded.
No, shit.
Okay.
We want to be honest about it? Let's keep it a buck.
Well, wait, hold on now. The people at the soundtrack wasn't calling Gucci Mane retarded.
That's afterwards. That's years after.
Wait, how long? No, this is...
That's what's that? 06? Because
Gucci Mane came to my house in 06.
Right. But my point of the matter is, you still tell me what project. Give me a body of work.
Word life. He was not lying. Back then, they was like, yo, Dude, they didn't want that music, sounded bro. Crazy. They did not feel that. They
like, but I have the counter to that because, like, I had people that was, like, singing the songs to me. I'm a dog. Like,
but that was afterwards,
that's
bro.
That's after.
That's after
what? About, after what?
That's after Jeezy already booming.
Yeah, Jeezy done popped by then.
That's okay. After that.
Right, but what I'm saying is that I think that culturally, maybe not, like I said, maybe not commercially, culturally, I think if it had the same kind of impact.
He didn't, bro. Because I'm going to tell you why. If he did.
Right.
The numbers, the tour, the response, the impact would still be there.
I feel like Gucci. It is still there because these new artists are still reaching back saying, I want a Gucci Man feature. I'm going to
tell you why they like Gucci.
But they're not asking for a Young Jeezy feature.
I'm going to tell you why they like Gucci.
Go ahead.
They like Gucci because of what Gucci did in the streets.
But what did he do in the streets, though?
He went to jail a lot.
But for what, though? Went to jail a lot for what?
For dumb shit. Dumb stuff. Assault
charges. Nothing that was gangster or criminal.
Throwing the girl out the car.
Nothing that was gangster or criminal.
But that is why they like Gucci Man. They like Gucci Man more so because of the persona, not the actual music. Mm. I was in these clubs before the track and all that.
I know.
I'm telling you what was going on. They did not embrace Gucci Man like that.
Not down here. It wasn't until...
It's almost like Boosie.
Okay, let's say it wasn't until when. That's what I mean. Like, when, okay, but and then when the embracement, when the embrace came, right?
Yeah.
Was it the same level as Young Jeezy? That's all I'm saying.
No, it wasn't the same level.
I feel like it was.
It wasn't.
Because me as a DJ in the club, right?
Right.
It's a real battle. Like, I could go back and forth, and I'm going to get the exact same. I'm not going to get lesser of a response.
I bet you won't.
From one than the other.
The only time that's going to happen is in the hood. If you go to any other club, it ain't gonna be that way.
Okay, got
Gucci
you.
Man ain't
right.
doing
that. Okay, I understand. Like that, I did admit to commercially, right?
Right.
So like, if I go to Vegas, I'm not gonna be able to play as much Gucci Man as Jeezy.
No, you're not.
Or if I go to New York, I'm not gonna be able to play as much Gucci Man as Jeezy, right?
No, you're not.
You're gonna be able to play Jeezy a lot in New York.
Yeah.
More than Gucci.
But
maybe now. But down south, I don't know about.
I feel like it's even.
Maybe now.
It's not even down south.
I feel like it's even in Augusta, it's even, bro. As a DJ, it's even.
Even in Augusta?
Yeah,
even.
I mean,
that's
different. Like, either one. If we're talking about Augusta on that level, but that's now. But if you, back then, bro.
Like, it's got to be both. Like, I feel like they want both. They don't want one without the other.
No, that's not true.
I don't know.
Well,
that's just my experience as a DJ. Is what I'm
saying.
Like, I get people, they'll come up, I'll play a Jeezy song, they'll be like, play First Day Out.
Okay. And what else they gonna ask to play?
Huh? So then I'll play First Day Out, and then they'll be like, play I'm the Real, what's the I'm the Realest nigga in here? I already know, right? So I'll play that. Then they'll be like, play Vet Pass By. Or,
okay.
And it goes on. Like, it's a lot.
But
like,
that's Augusta, though. And that's definitely gonna be
love it.
The hood.
That's the love it.
Okay.
So that's I get that. But it's just like Boosie. Boosie here has a great. I would say Boosie might be stronger than Jeezy here.
Yes, Boosie is the god here.
I'm not gonna Boosie say that he's stronger.
But look, man.
That's why I was mad remember I was working at Payne, and Boosie was supposed to come to the Hill Complex, and they canceled it, I think, because it was during the masses or whatever.
Yeah, I remember that whole drama.
Didn't he end up coming to the country club, though? And then they got in trouble because it was COVID.
I'm going to tell you what happened. So, shout out to Kid Joe. He had that show set up. So then what happened was, it was during the masses, but they did a news article about Boosie charges and a murder charge and all that. And they used that old picture where he had the gun newspaper. So now you got this big uproar amongst the locals.
Right.
So the county was like, look, y'all can't do that. So Payne was like...
The mayor. Payne said, whole process. Right.
So then they tried to move it to Excess Live.
Right.
Well, law enforcement said, we can't tell you not to do it, but if you do it, we're going to shut y'all down.
Okay.
So that's what happened with that show. They got muscles. Yeah. They got muscles out of not doing the show.
That was messed up. They're like, man, people gonna bring drama about that.
They know Boosie was gonna have.
I don't even want to. Okay, like I talked about the Masters. I do want to ask you how you feel about that. Like,
how you feel about the Masters, man?
What do you mean? How I feel about it?
Like, what do you think? Like, I mean, is the Masters good for people in Augusta or no?
I mean, it's good in certain ways. I mean, you know what I mean? They bring money here. You can get some money off of it.
Now, a lot of money come.
Can now, you, listen, can on, you in the African American community get money off the
African American community?
Well, I mean, in general, it's not good for Augusta itself right now because now they're becoming self-contained.
They always been self-contained,
haven't they?
Not. They relied on the city for what?
Listen, back in the day, R.I.P. Gene, if you lived on the hill,
right,
you can get some money off the Masters. Whether you were shuttling people's cars, whether you were selling sodas, whether you were selling parking spots, all of that.
Okay.
Bro, that back then, you'd mess around and get some nice paper. You might be able to pay the rent for a couple months.
But since then, they've already secured that property, right?
Right. So now what's happening is, now they're even shutting out hotels by having, like, the hospitality houses.
Right.
So now the hotels don't get as much money. I remember one of them years I was in Charlotte, and I came home around that time. And I was trying to book a hotel, and it was like, there's plenty of availability. So, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. In a sense, really?
Yeah.
Wow, doing the math.
But was it more expensive?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
I thought it would be, but it wasn't.
Okay.
But that's because we're in a space now where they're becoming self-contained. So now you don't need, now the stuff that people would make money off of, you can't. Because they're getting all the money for it now.
Mm.
So, is it good for Augusta?
Because I heard something that disturbed me that I didn't know. Right?
What's that?
I didn't know that Tiger Woods was not a member of Augusta National.
Wow.
Hold on.
Did y'all know that?
That's not surprising to me, however.
It's a private club.
Yeah, it's only 300 people that are members, but Tiger Woods won the Master how many times?
Yeah, but he ain't the only one. I'm quite sure some other winners that.
And if I can remember correctly, I think there was an incident where. When Tiger Woods was caught in like a scandal and everything, I think Augusta National was like trying to throw some little shade.
They chastised Tiger. What do you mean?
They chastised him like he was a kid. Actually during the Masters, you know, like
they did him dirty.
Yeah, they did him dirty back in the day. Oh, so
but no, that was that. That's like
he still rocked it.
That's to me.
What is
this messed up, bro?
How they do Tiger, right?
It's really messed up. Like that's got to. Go ahead.
But you gotta remember this though, it's a private club.
I understand
that.
So
they make their own rules.
They do. Everything. They make everything.
Somebody needs to call attention to that though, because
there's nothing you can do about it. It's not like there's nothing you can do about it. You just can't. You just don't fuck with them. If you don't like it, you just don't fuck with them.
But there's nothing you can do about it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like I don't. That made me say like, okay, I got to make that choice. Like, because it's not right. Like, what?
Nah, it's not right at all.
But they said only two golfers in history, two winners are actual members.
Because
you know what
to
I mean?
Them, it's you can't just be down with this because of association. It's some precedents that got denied access to the Masters.
And also, you know, you can't just buy tickets. You got to be picked to buy a ticket.
You can't just go
You can't just go up there and buy a ticket?
No, you got to get picked. You got to submit your name and they pick you. To buy a ticket.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You got to be on some elite. That's really elite right there.
It is.
That's dope. That's really, and really elite.
This is the only sporting event where they tell you how to cheer. You can't just cheer the way you want.
You can't just do anything.
Or you'll get thrown out.
You can't just be like, and all that.
They got everything.
They got to be quiet and up there, man. Yeah. So, yo, Art, man, we got these award shows here in Augusta. And these categories that we got.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're very interesting because how is they going by, like, for instance, you know, for, like, the Grammys or the Oscars or something. Like, you had to do, like, years and years of work. In order to even be nominated or considered to even be up to that level. How is that going by with these awards here? So we're going to start off with that. Because even though it's a good thing, just put a disclaimer out there, it's a good thing for the city. I ain't going to front. It really is.
The awards is just really a platform to acknowledge people who don't get acknowledged. Right. Award shows here ain't nothing new. The Best of Augusta's been here forever.
No doubt.
What's the other one? Is it a Metro? Well, it's about two or three different other joints, but certain businesses will never, you know, be acknowledged on those platforms.
Right.
But the way that they're picking people is they're allowing either you to nominate or somebody else to nominate you.
Okay. Right.
So therefore, you know what I'm saying, depending on what you got going, your people's got to nominate you.
That's right. So therefore, for the people out there that's, because, you know, there's a lot of people get this, you know, talk negative about it, man.
But that's
know?
Because they didn't get acknowledged. And a lot of times right now.
But you just said it. You had to nominate either your people or you they, had to nominate
they
yourself.
They still mad about it, though.
Well, if you had to nominate yourself, how can you be mad about it? You can't be mad about it if you had to. Yeah. Like, for instance, the Small Business Award.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for that, you had to nominate yourself.
You
and shout out to Jamie Barton.
You or somebody else had to nominate
Or somebody
right,
else.
Right.
And that was known.
Right.
She did keep saying that on
she
social media
like
over and over again.
Times.
She had one post where she posted
so
a like
how is it that
20 times.
You would have people that would shun those events but still get mad because they're not included.
But you can include yourself.
Yes, you can nominate
like,
yourself.
You literally can.
That's the whole
like,
point of it,
you
to
lead,
include yourself.
You can lead people. You can
we
lead,
got
you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make them drink.
It was easy. All you had to do was just put your name, what you do, the category that you're being want to be nominated, and she nominated. Now, as far as the voting process part, that was kind of quick. But
yeah, I talked to her about that.
Yeah, it was too quick. Now,
but the problem that
that's
she
the
had,
only thing that I didn't.
So like, it was a combination. The website she had crashed.
Okay, I understand.
So what happened was she was trying to get it back open and trying to communicate with people. Then she got flagged because they thought she was sending spam.
Spamming.
So then she had to go find another site, go back in and redo it. But then that particular site, you only can have like one admin. So one person had to go back. So all this was going on that whole day, which is why it was such a delay. And she was like, if I go back in and change the time to make it longer, I don't want this to crash on me or whatever.
Again.
So it was a lot of tricky things on her end or whatever.
Right.
And I think it was the pressure because all day people was like, yo, where the link? What you doing?
Yeah,
they were making
it was
posts.
A lot of
they
was pressure.
Getting mad.
Everybody was like,
you know
like,
what I mean? So she
up?
Like, let me hurry up and get this done. So
like, can... why are you getting mad, though? Like, just let me do what I do. Like,
right,
Jesus.
Like,
I know.
Man,
I
what
know.
Are you getting from this? Like, are you,
listen.
When you win, like, what are you winning?
Recognition.
Now,
right.
That's
right,
it.
Right. That's it. Recognition.
But
now,
listen, they were posting, man, where the link at? We've been waiting all day.
Yeah,
what
day
you
long.
Doing? Like, bro, I was like, wow.
It was getting crazy. But, you know, okay, now there also a thing is that I saw, there's two award shows. And so now they talking about,
there's a second award show.
Here go a second award show. They trying to copy, da-da-da. Is it possible that there could be more than one piece of bread?
You can do it, but I don't understand why you would do something so close to an annual event.
If
already got an award show this time of year, if I'm going to do one, I just do another one, but I might wait till the summer or the fall or the winter.
Right.
Why,
that does
you know
make
saying?
Sense.
Like,
why put
you,
it back to
why
back
Why do
like
it back
that?
To back? It's confusing.
Well, here's the thing is that, you know, like, sometimes we're like, well, why can't there be, like, more than one of the same event when
you
there's enough love for everybody?
You know why people say that?
Why?
Because they want what other people got.
Oh, here we go, and that's
Let's
what
keep
it
above.
Is.
Okay,
that's the God
that's
honest truth.
That's what it is.
Because I've seen it a million times. I've seen people. Matter of fact, I talked to someone else years ago about adding an award segment to the prom, and we was like, "Nah, we ain't gonna do it." When she came with hers, I didn't say, well, "Hey," but I just supported it.
Right.
That's
you can
it.
Go do some. You can do some other thing. You don't have to do the same thing.
Right.
Right.
But people. Don't do that, and then they try to make it seem like, well, it's this, that, and the third, and it's like, come on, man, don't do that.
Because it would have made sense, because the way they had it, they almost had it to where the award show, it was one award show, and then right after that, there's another award show. And I'm like, yo, that's just, they ain't giving time
it's
for people to get
close,
dressed.
You know?
Then you got the prom.
Yeah.
Everything was like, it's all bunched in. That's why I pushed back everything for my event because I was like, "Yo, it's too many events going on." Everybody want to get hot during January, February. You know that March, that beginning season,
time.
that first quarter joint. Everybody want to shoot the shot.
That tax time.
But that tax time.
Honestly, I just
everybody balling.
I feel like, man, people just.
It could have been dope if everybody. It could have been one dope. Like come together with the idea.
It can be multiple, but why? If you're gonna do multiple,
spread it out.
That'll
be even doper.
Right? Don't fight against each other.
Yeah, don't fight against the grain. It'll make it doper, and that'll get people. That'll be dope to have an award show during the summertime, because that's how Atlanta do it almost.
You can do the summertime, you can do the fall. Like, it's
so many times that you could have did that. But yeah, that back to back was, it's like, it makes it, it really, to me, it did make it seem almost like a competition almost. Yeah, right. You know? Right. So that's why a lot of people look at that. But yeah, it is what it is, man. But we got this thing. What's these icebreakers?
Yes, icebreakers. Oh, so Lord, these are something that we just ask you at random. You know what I'm saying? Get mm-hmm. to know you a little better. All right. So let me tell you before I ask you this question. Now, we are looking for this to be a Boom Bap Hour exclusive, okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So tell us something that most people don't know about you, but you want people to know about you.
That I want them to know about
that, that, yeah, you wouldn't mind, you know,
that they people don't know about that we you. Don't know
but
already.
Most people don't know. Boom Bap Hour exclusive.
You tripping me.
I don't know. I feel like I'm an open book.
Yeah? Okay.
So everybody know everything.
But what's something that,
that you, we don't know?
That we don't know. I mean, we wouldn't know.
I mean, on a personal level, I'm more of a homebody.
Okay.
Most people
I wouldn't think that.
Yeah, like I wouldn't think that. If I had like my, I'm gonna tell you something funny. My favorite rapper said something long time ago and it never made sense until now. But Andre 2000 was like, bro, if I could make music and stay home and just put it out and never have to go nowhere, I would. And I was like, I get it now.
Now you get it.
That's
I get it, especially yeah. I mean, like just being at the crib, you know what I'm saying? You get your own space, you're chilling. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just that comfort. Like,
okay, let me ask you a question. Yeah. So have you always been like that, or did you get like that as you got older?
I think I've always been like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I've always been. I mean, to be honest, when you see me out and about, honestly, it's because I'm supporting somebody, or, you know what I mean, one of them, that, or my event or something of that nature. Mm-hmm. The things that I do personally, like, I like movies, so I go to movies. I'm going to go to the cigar spot. But those are the places that I'm saying I need to go there because I want to go there.
Okay.
Other than that, for the most part, if I go to somebody's event, I'm most like I enjoy the events. But it's more so the support, though, for real, though, too.
So you like movies?
Yeah.
So, okay. What's one movie that you know every word of?
Five Heartbeats.
Okay.
Ah. Everybody loves the Five Heartbeats.
You ain't black if you don't know Five Heartbeats.
Yo, I got some friends I had to drill.
I got to fight every night to prove my love.
Yeah, how you don't know this movie?
How you
who you grew
love.
Up with?
I see some people. You know what be killing me, though? When I be seeing it on Facebook. This is my first time seeing so-and-so.
Yeah.
That's because you be dealing with these young kids. See, no. They still need
nah, they be lying.
Grown people?
It's some people.
It's the first time they saw Five Heartbeats. It's a good friend of mine.
Okay, so wait, hold on. Everybody in here seen the Mac?
Oh, who didn't? What?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Did everybody see the Mac?
Yeah, only because of him. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Okay, see?
Before that, no, I didn't. I'm not even going to act like I said it.
You're over 40, right?
I never did, no.
Everybody saw Scarface, though.
Yes.
Oh, but that's not, okay, that's not like a, to me, that's not a black required watching.
Yeah.
But the
that's
Mac
like hood.
Definitely. Yeah.
The Mac is supposed to be.
You got
to
watch
because that's
Mac.
A black movie, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
The Mac, Superfly.
Okay. Yes.
They ain't gonna watch a lot
I
of
got
stuff.
Into a phase, though, where, you know, I wanted to, because I didn't really see these movies growing up, but I went to Blockbuster and, you
black
know,
exploitation
started getting
films?
So, just a couple, you know. I'm okay. Like, I want to see what the hype's all about. I said, Pam Grier.
You know. No, I dated a girl where it was like every Tuesday, that's what we would do.
Just that's
go
so watch cool.
Look at old, like, go on YouTube and just research old black exploitation movies that we hadn't seen.
That's crazy. That's definitely crazy. Yo, Art, man, you got a lot of dope music, man. So with that being said, like, how you come up with these concepts, man?
On what? On the music?
On the music.
Personal life experience.
So they real stories?
Yeah. Everything. I mean, everything I've done is drawn from inspiration. Moving Different, honestly, probably is about, it's almost a year old. That record, yeah, like
that's the way music used to be, though.
Yeah,
right.
Like you used to make it and then fix it,
yeah,
marinate on it, get it right,
yeah,
and then put it out. Now these dudes, they'll record a song, and then to be on YouTube that day,
yeah, the next 2 minutes,
yeah, nah,
and in
yeah,
a week they be in and talk about, yo, I got 10,000 views already.
Like, come on, dude, yeah, you gonna let the song sit.
But no, but yeah, all of it is inspiration. Moving Different was a part of growth. Because a lot of times, like in my endeavors, I've always tried to be a team player. You try to work with a lot of different people, right. And for whatever particular reason, it don't always work out that way. So when it don't work out that way, I had to understand that, you know what, sometimes people are meant for a season. Yeah. And I meant for the long run.
That's right.
And, you know, for whatever particular reason, you got to keep going. But and then a lot of times my social circle changes sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, every 5 to 10 years, you'll notice a shift. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When it comes to certain things. So I addressed all that on the record.
All right, man.
Mm-hmm. So let us know where we can, let the people know out here, man, where we can find you at, man.
Social media, Instagram, Art Dealer INC. Art Dealer Music on Facebook, or the Dorian Harris on Facebook, because now they got the digital platforms now. But yeah.
No doubt.
Anything you need to know will be right there.
Well, you looking right over there. How you feeling with the Bombmade? Shout out to our sponsor,
Bombmade. Yeah, shout out to our sponsor, Bombmade.
Bombmade.
Yes. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Got us all feeling right.
Yes, and I will always say.
Bombmade, you already know what time it is.
The only vodka, well. A vodka that uses organic lemons.
Organic.
We talked about that last podcast.
Y'all better get them organic lemons.
Go get it, man.
Organic.
So with that being said, you already know what time it is. We up out of here, man.
Hey, and also want to give one shout out. Yesterday was actually National DJ Day.
That's right.
Shout out to Bizzo Beats, the best producer DJ ever.
The best. He up there. I don't care what nobody say. He up there. Top tier, baby.
Appreciate that, man.
You know, it's national. And 50 years of hip hop.
50 years of hip hop.
We love it. That's what we do. It's for the culture. We're going to stay doing it. We're going to stay rocking. And we up out of here, baby.
All right. Yep. Peace.
Peace.